All right, well, let's start out. You got some really good news today. Tell me a little bit about it.
We got some wonderful news today. Back in March, we were notified that the Department of Economic Development was the recipient of some money that the governor had moved over there to support early childhood education, and they're called Early Learning Centers, is the money. So we were looking at that and thought, well, we know we have some needs, so we decided to go forward with this proposal. So we started the proposal prospect, and we submitted that at the end of May, and then we just heard last Thursday that the governor, that we were going to be asked to do the second phase two, which is there's another part where you apply for particular type of funding. But then got a call Monday, and the governor wanted to come and make the special announcement today. So we are thrilled that we're going to be able to build a really nice facility for infants and toddlers for Richmond, the city of Richmond.
That's wonderful. And when you initially applied, did you have any idea it would be this large of an amount?
Well, you know, when we write a proposal, because you really had to write a very comprehensive proposal, and you had to say what you wanted to do and how much it would cost. So we knew when we put this in, it was going to be about $950,000. Now, did we think we had a great chance in getting it? You know, you write proposals, you pray, you dream, you hope this will happen. We were so pleased that then we got the word we were going to be able to get this. So it's exciting, totally exciting, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Now, the governor mentioned in his speech that there was some stiff competition. Do you have any idea just how stiff it was?
I understand there were about 40 applicants, and there's about 10 who received funding. So, yes, we're just pleased. There were several of my staff and a consultant who worked on the actual proposal. We use a lot of our past history in working with young children from Head Start, but this is not a Head Start grant, but we have a lot of expertise in what's good and what's appropriate for early education. These children that we'll be serving are going to be infants and toddlers. So we're going to be serving children from 6 weeks up to 36 months in this new facility. We have it designed out. We had to do an architectural drawing, and that's the one you'll see over there, too. So we've had to really be very specific about what we want and what we want to do. And what I'm so pleased is that of the four that the governor's announced, we're the only new construction. So I think that's terribly exciting because you can do it like you know it needs to be done correctly. And that's what really is so emotionally moving to me. Many times, early childhood and childcare has to be in facilities that was never built for young children. So when you can build it for young children, that's what I think is. So, you know, we knew what we had put in for the proposal. We just thought, well, that's how much we need, so that's how much we need. We'll see what happens. So we were thrilled.
And is there any kind of timeline set on this yet?
No, the next timeline we have, Missouri Valley Community Action, is that we're to submit our final CDB Community Development Block Grant and our NAP Credit Grant, the proposal. I think that's supposed to be back by the end of October. Then I don't know what all the time frames are at the state level then. So we hope before the first snow flies, or at least before January 1, we kind of have a better timeline. Then, of course, we'll have to go through all the process of, you know, hiring a construction and, you know, doing all those bids. There's lots of things you have to do in a proper manner. And so just guessing, you know, people have said to me, Pam, when do you think we'll really be serving children? And I would like to think that we'll be serving maybe by the fall of 2015. Because I don't know how long it's going to take to build. You don't know what you're going to get into. So, but when we get it built, we'll open up our doors, get our staff hired, and hopefully, you know, be able to serve the children. That's what we want to do.
Great. And may I ask how many children are mm-hmm. here right now?
Now, in this building that you and I are sitting in right now, we have two Head Start centers, and we serve 40 children right now in basically Richmond. But the new facility will not be designated Head Start. It is infant toddler care for the community of Richmond. And so anyone who has an infant toddler can apply. There will be a fee, you know, there'll be all that kind of stuff. We'll take kind of first come, first serve, that kind of thing.
Pam, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, nothing except what a pleasure it's been to have the governor here in our facility and, you know, busy schedule, busy man. We were taken back that he wanted to come here and do this. So we were just so honored that he would do that. And were just tickled, just really tickled for the citizens of Richmond and the younger citizens too. Mm-hmm. So thank you.